And it's Josh Sexton for another Amphir Rap special, looking at Romeo Lavia and Liverpool's interest in him in particular. I'm joined by one of the journalists who first broke the news in the Twitter sphere, at least, or what is left of the Twitter sphere after the last few days, Ben Jacobs. First of all, Ben, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolute pleasure. Good to be here.
I want to start sort of at the start then, if you will. And Romeo Lavia is a name who's been, you know, sort of in Liverpool linked conversations for a lot of the summer now, but he's definitely not been a prominent figure. It felt like Arsenal were probably the front runners for his signature. And then suddenly things seem to have changed in the last few days.
I think one, Liverpool always work under the radar, but two, the priority was quite clearly to get Alexis McAllister done first. And there was a bargain release clause there. And then Dominic Szoboszlai comes in and Liverpool sort of had a whirlwind 48 hours over that. And it went from low confidence that a deal could be done to high confidence and subsequently triggering the release clause. And that's a really interesting one that I'll hopefully have more information on over the course of the coming weeks. Because, of course, if you look at it from the outside in, you see the clause and you say, if the player wants Liverpool, how is it that difficult to just trigger the clause? But naturally, you have to assess all kinds of things. Can you get something away from the clause? Is there another rival suitor in the race? And also, if you let that clause disappear, is there perhaps an opportunity after the clause is gone that you're actually going to get lower than it? So there's a variety of different considerations. But Liverpool went from feeling like it might not happen to being adamant that they could get it done on time by triggering the clause. And then, of course, everybody focuses their attention to what's next. And this is the oddity of the window, that because we're in an inflated market at the moment off the back of, for example, Chelsea's big spending in January, what we're seeing is fans, but even the industry at large, especially selling clubs, say, why is there not more and more and more? And the window goes into overdrive, even though we're only a few weeks into it.